SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Firefighting crews in Southern California bracing for a return of fierce Santa Ana winds. Fears the winds could erase the progress made so far in beating back the flames while potentially sparking new fires. Looting of abandoned properties has been a problem, according to L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman.
These criminals would be arrested, they would be prosecuted, and they will be maximally punished is a promise we are keeping. As we announced today, the charges being filed on 10 different individuals.
The wildfires have claimed at least two dozen lives and have destroyed thousands of structures. Senate confirmation hearings begin today for some of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. He's facing Democrat opposition amid anonymous allegations of wrongdoing, all of which Hegseth steadfastly denies. Today is day two of a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of this year. AFP Vice President Akash Shiguli says the campaign is multifaceted, designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Also at srnnews.com. Mixed close at the bell yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, stock futures are higher. This is SRN News. The speaker's list for the March for Life is being finalized.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be there, as will Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton is also scheduled to speak, along with Lila Rose, the founder of the prominent pro-life group Live Action. It's also possible that President Trump might address the gathering, something he has done in the past. The annual March for Life will take place here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, January 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Houses of worship are being added to the toll from the Los Angeles wildfires. Among the thousands of buildings destroyed so far are a half dozen Protestant churches, a Catholic parish, a mosque, and a synagogue. Many members of those congregations are also among the thousands of Angelenos who have lost their homes. As the threat of new fires persists, clergy are being left with the huge challenges of offering comfort and pondering paths toward rebuilding and recovery. This is SRN News. A popular coffee chain says no more Mr. Nice Guy.
If you want to hang out or use the restroom at Starbucks, you're going to have to buy something. Starbucks on Monday said it was reversing a long-standing policy that invited everyone into its stores. A new code of conduct to be posted in all company-owned North American stores also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, and panhandling. The company says the new rules are designed to help prioritize paying customers. Keith Peters reporting.
A former central banker strongly hinting at a run for Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney tells Jon Stewart's A Daily Show he's an outsider with the economic experience Canada needs as it faces an economic crisis. And Carney says a change in Liberal leadership will give his Liberal Party a fighting chance in the next election, the Liberals trailing the Conservatives badly in the polls. More details, SRNNews.com.